This is the Voice from Jerusalem. We invite you to join us now as Yuval Shomron brings you his program called Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you live from Jerusalem. Psalm 95, verses 6 through 8. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you would hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massah in the wilderness. The word kneel in this passage in Hebrew is nivarcha. The root word is barak. Let's look at another famous passage where we see this word. Genesis 24:10 through 12. Then the servant took 10 camels from the camels of his master, and set out with a variety of good things of his master's in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia, to the city of Nahor. And he made the camels kneel down outside the city by the well of water at evening time, the time when women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord, the God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today, and show loving kindness to my master Abraham. Abraham's servant went out to obtain a blessing, a wife for Isaac. After all, we read in Proverbs 18:22 that he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. When Rebekah was ready to leave, Genesis 24:60 tells us, they blessed Rebekah and said to her, may you, our sister, become thousands of 10,000s, and may your descendants possess the gate of those who hate them. When you buy a fresh squeezed juice from any of the numerous vendors in downtown Jerusalem, pay and say thank you, the kiosk owner will nearly always say La Briut, or to your health. If your neighbor sees you have purchased a new car, he will say to you Basha'a Tova, or in a good hour, which really means this blessing has come to you just when you needed it. The Hebrew word for blessing, bracha, is based on the same root word used for the position of a camel at rest on his knees. Next time you visit Israel, you may hear a local camel owner get his camel to rest by shouting Braka to him. This indeed seems to be the best position for us to be in when waiting on God's blessing, bowed down and at rest from all striving and work. John 3:27 says, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. Trying to work, strain, or strive for God's blessing is a waste of time. Both Abraham's servant and Rebekah found God's blessing by going about their daily business at the well and trusting in their Heavenly Father. Some people not only find it hard to rest in God's grace, but refuse to. Of course, we know from Philippians 2:9-11, speaking about Yeshua, that God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I say, let's get on our knees now and receive God's free blessing before it's too late. By the way, there is such a thing as a negative blessing, as illustrated in Proverbs 27:14. He who blesses his friend with a loud voice early in the morning, it will be reckoned to him as a curse. Well, I prefer to leave you with a positive blessing from Psalm 128:5-6. The Lord bless you from Zion, and may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Indeed, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Shalom uvracha from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.HebrewHighlights.com.